Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen. Read by Fiona Sheehan. Mrs. Palmer was several years younger than Lady Middleton, and totally unlike her in every respect. She was short and plump, had a very pretty face, and the finest expression of good humour in it that could possibly be. Her manners were by no means so elegant as her sister's, but they were much more prepossessing. She came in with a smile, smiled all the time of her visit, except when she laughed, and smiled when she went away. Her husband was a grave-looking young man, with an air of more fashion and sense than his wife, but of less willingness to please or be pleased. He entered the room with a look of self-consequence, slightly bowed to the ladies without speaking a word, and, after briefly surveying them and their apartments, took up a newspaper from the table and continued to read it as long as he stayed. Mrs. Palmer, on the contrary, who was strongly endowed by nature with a turn for being uniformly civil and happy, was hardly seated before her admiration of the parlour and everything in it burst forth.
"Well, what a delightful room this is! I never saw anything so charming! Only think, Mama, how it has improved since I was here last! I always thought it such a sweet place, Ma'am, but you have made it so charming! How I should like such a house for myself, should not you, Mr. Palmer?"
Mr. Palmer made her no answer, and did not even raise his eyes from the newspaper.
"Oh, Mr. Palmer does not hear me," said she, laughing. "He never does sometimes. It is so ridiculous."